cliffcentral.com.
Welcome to Opinion Booth and your host, as usual, myself, Sonia Booth. And today I'm joined by very, very, very special guests. I have my son, Nathan.
Hello.
And his friends, Dylan.
Hello.
Jonathan.
Hello.
And Jared.
Hello.
To discuss all things Born Free and Generation Z. Before we start, let me put your mind at ease that your parents can't use what you say against you. Yeah. You don't have to discuss our conversations with your parents. They can listen to the podcast, but I have warned them not to question you. You decide whether you want to talk or not. And Nathan, myself and Daddy won't reprimand you for speaking your mind. Okay.
Okay.
So put your mind at ease and speak your mind, because remember, we're just having conversations. Yeah? That's all there is. Okay. June is Youth Month, and in a couple of days, we will be celebrating Youth Day. I'll start with Jonathan. What does June 16 mean to you?
Well, okay, June 16th, I just know it as Youth Day, so I think it's the day that us children should celebrate, like, amongst ourselves, I think.
Yeah. Okay, and do you know the history of June 16?
No, I don't know. I don't really know the history.
Who of you knows the history, June 16 history?
I think it's something to do with Hector Peterson from when it was apartheid. I think I am lying right now, but that's what I've heard, that he created our history. He basically brought our freedom to life, if I could say that.
Okay, you're on the right track. You're on the right track. Anybody else want to add on to that? You guys, you're okay.
Yeah.
don't be shy. Hey? Remember, we're just having conversations, and I want you guys to be at ease. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things. And Nathan, you were on the right track. June 16, it became Youth Day because of what happened in 1976.
Yeah.
So you guys know a little bit about that. I'm sure you've heard how the holiday came about. But this show is not really about June 16. We're going to focus on the month, which is Youth Month, and you guys are the right people to talk to. But let me ask, Jared, what are you going to be doing on the 16th, seeing that it's a public holiday?
I'm probably just going to go play with my friends, play soccer, and just have fun.
Okay, all right. And any of you guys doing anything extraordinary? Are you going away? Because it's going to be a long weekend.
No, I don't think my family will be going, but I think us friends should organize something.
Okay, that's nice. I like that. Something like what, for example?
Going to the movies.
Okay, all right. And are you not planning on helping around the house, maybe help your folks spring clean?
To be exact, that day is about us. And
we shouldn't
be doing all that work for now. So.
So just because it's Youth Day, it means you guys should not be doing any chores or anything like that?
Yeah. That's right. That's
true. Okay, I can't believe I'm agreeing to that, but I think you guys are okay. So does that mean that on Mother's Day, then mothers can just lie in bed all day and watch TV all day and do absolutely nothing? Are you guys happy with that?
Yes.
Father's Day coming up as well. Does that mean that Dad can do whatever he wants and you guys will make sure that Daddy has got his coffee, his favorite juice, or his glass of wine, and you've got the newspaper right next to them? Is that what you guys are going to be doing?
Yes.
Yes. Definitely.
Okay. All right. As long as we're in agreement that when it's Mother's Day, you guys will let Mummy rest. When it's Father's Day, you let your dads rest. So if you were born after 1994, then you are known as Generation Z or Gen Z or Centennials, English. And in South Africa, you are known as a Born Free. Yes. You are also known as iGen. Interesting. iGen. You know, like, you know, iPhone. Yeah. So you guys are also known as iGen, and obviously the Gen stands for generation.
Yeah.
And apparently, and I'm doing the asterisks for a reason, because I'm quoting what I'm about to say next is I'm quoting somebody's article. Yeah. So apparently, you guys take it for granted that you will interact with your friends through your phones instead of in person. You are considered screen communicators, and you prefer that to personal communication. How do you feel about that statement? Who wants to go first?
Just Nathan. To say something, I'm a kid who doesn't have a phone yet, and I'm saying hello to all the other people, all the other kids out there who don't have a phone yet. And I'm saying we are those kids who are not going to screen talk, if I should say that, and they will actually go out and talk to each other. So that's what I'm saying. The rest can say it now, I'm sure.
Who agrees with, who has a, shares the same sentiments as Nathan?
I think, even though I also have a phone, yeah, I agree with Nathan, because a phone isn't to communicate when your friends are there, but to have fun, instead of using it in the wrong way.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I like that.
I also agree with Nathan, because through a phone, you can't express your emotions as well as you can in person. So, yeah.
Wow. And you, Jared?
I agree with Nathan, because when you type on your phone, it makes your fingers tired. So you can just go, so you can just go in person and use your mouth instead.
Okay, so you reckon it's a lot easier to talk to the person in person instead of using all that energy and exerting your fingers to type a very long message.
Yes, and my daddy doesn't like us playing on my phone, so.
Ah, okay, so I think you guys, I mean, I actually find you to be refreshing, because I was not expecting to hear what I'm hearing. So this actually doesn't apply to you guys. Are not screen communicators, right?
No.
You still enjoy talking to your friends in person, and you still want to interact with your friends in person.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so Jonathan, let me start with you. You have a phone. Let me ask, why do you need a phone?
I think I have a phone because so that I can interact them. Amongst my friends, and if, like, say we have homework or anything, so that I don't forget about anything. And yeah, that's mostly the reason why I have a phone.
But you have a diary, right? You have a homework diary where during class your teacher reminds you to do certain tasks or to do certain assignments or particular research. So if you've written it down in your diary, why do you need to communicate with your friends after school to remind you about a task that you need to perform?
No, I usually do it like, say if I've forgotten something, I normally ask on a group the day before. And if I somehow have forgotten, then I would do it maybe overnight or something like that, yeah.
And you, Dylan? Well, why do you need a phone?
My main reason is to communicate with people that I haven't talked to in a long time. Like maybe Tyler Parks, who left our school, who is one of my best friends. Yeah. And not for unusual use.
Okay, but now you say you use it to communicate with your friends that you haven't seen in a long time. You've got a phone at home. Why don't you use that? A landline, a house phone.
I, to be honest, I don't know. I prefer my privacy on my own phone.
You prefer your privacy? So, I mean, you can still get your privacy from the house phone. I mean, you know, your mom and dad are not going to come and sit right next to you and listen to your conversation, surely. They'll give you your privacy. If you say, Mom, Dad, do you mind please moving away a bit? I just need to have a private conversation with my friend. And you, Jared, why do you need a phone?
I mainly need a phone because, like, when I go out with my friends, maybe around the state that I live in, it's just so my parents have contact with me.
When you're out at the park?
Yes.
Okay, I can work with that, but I'm still not convinced. Let me ask you a very important question. Can you guys survive without technology? Who wants to go first?
No ways.
No ways.
We can't survive without technology because we've been, I mean, if we go back to not using technology for at least. I think there should be like this competition around the world who can go without technology for the longest. I mean, there's some people that will go without technology, but I'm saying for the ones that are really addicted to their phones and they play on their phones, they stick to their phones for like hours and hours. I want to see people actually taking their screen away from their eyes and actually just seeing the bright of day, if you know what I mean.
Anybody wants to add on to that?
Yeah, I think I agree with Nathan for children not to be stuck to their phone, because it's also unhealthy for your eyes. And some children get bad eyes because of the screen of the phone. Yeah, so yeah, I think it's bad technology.
Jonathan and Jared, do you want to add on to that? No? All right, that's fine. You'll add on as we continue with the other questions. So you guys are also known as the hashtag generation. You know what hashtag is, obviously, right? You've got phones. You are known as the hashtag generation, and you are obsessed with smartphones. Can you survive a week without your cell phones? Can you survive, Dylan?
Yes, I can, because I'm only allowed to get my phone on weekends if I'm not studying or if I don't have soccer. And if I'm bored, then I'm allowed my phone. But in the week, I feel it takes away concentration.
That's a very mature answer. Jonathan, I see you want to add something.
Yeah, because I think I can't survive without my phone for 1 week, because like when you go on camp, we don't have our phones, and we still manage to have a good time when you go on camp.
Yes.
So I think I can survive.
You can survive. And you, Jared?
Well, I can't survive without my cell phone for 1 week, because I'm really forgetful. So like I have people reminding me to do homework and everything. So I'll be getting detentions every day if I don't have my cell phone.
Okay, because, you know, as a parent, and this is something that we communicated to Nathan, you know, because Nathan asked us on a few occasions, you know, can he get a cell phone? And at the age of 12, Nathan still doesn't have a cell phone. You guys know that, right? As his friends. And amongst the four of you here today in studio, he's the only one without a phone. And the reason for that, we sat him down and we said to him, first of all, if you need to communicate with your friends, you know, after school, you can use the phone at the house, or you can take my cell phone, or Nathan can take Daddy's cell phone. Because at the end of the day, you guys spend all day at school with your friends, right?
Yeah.
So as adults, we find ourselves asking, what else could you guys be communicating about when you could be having conversations with your friends at school? Because I don't know if you guys realize, you spend at least 7 hours a day, every day, Monday to Friday, at school with your friends, right? And then if it's at school, if there's an emergency, if you've forgotten your baseball bat or your cricket bat, for example, you can always use the phone at reception to phone your folks to say, oh, mommy, I forgot my lunchbox or whatever, right? Isn't that enough for you guys?
Just to say, we don't spend 7 hours or 6 hours with our friends, because most of that time, I mean, for like 5 hours, we are learning in class and you guys don't want us to be talking in class. And we only get... There's 4 hour school, charter house. We get 20 minutes, two breaks. And 40 minutes is not enough to catch up on. And 5 hours, we can't talk in between those 5 hours. I mean, the teachers don't want us, you know. So I don't think it's kind of right to say that we get to spend 7 hours with our friends, since we're only spending 7 hours with classroom maths or whatever, you know.
Okay, I hear you. Does anybody want to add?
Yes, I agree with Nathan, because mostly our teachers, they don't want us to talk
during a lesson, which is understandable, right?
Yes.
But you guys in particular have two breaks at school. Isn't that still plenty of time to communicate? If you have something that you want to ask one of your friends, can't you use break time or during extramurals to have conversations?
All of us are soccer lovers, so there's no time to talk when you're playing soccer. So yeah, we don't say, hey, how are you doing? How did you cope with the exams while we're playing a match? You know, so it's not, we can't really talk. So we have to have some sort of communication to communicate with our friends after school. I mean, we don't send birds with letters to our different friends' houses. We need phones to communicate as well.
But you know, as a mother, as a parent, I'm sitting here thinking, you guys are just making excuses about wanting to communicate. I think I know that you guys use your phones as MP3 players, even though some of you have got MP3 players. You guys perhaps have created a lot of groups on WhatsApp, for example. So I get the feeling that you guys are just using the communication as an excuse. I mean, you probably have games on your phones as well, right? No?
No. I don't have any games on my phone because, as I said, I'm not allowed my phone in the week. So I can do other things like go outside, maybe climb a tree, play with the children in my estate.
Do you still climb trees?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Really? Sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. That's refreshing. I'm still glad you guys still have the youthfulness in you. So my next question, do you guys depend on the internet for information, or do you feel you can talk to your parents about anything and everything? Who wants to start?
No, because our parents, they sometimes, I mean, I could ask one of my parents now, do you know about the Romans of back all the way from 100 BC or whatever? They won't know about it. So we need Wikipedia to tell us about those stuff. Even though some of the people weren't there, they at least know about the stuff. I mean, our parents weren't archaeologists and stuff like that. I mean, maybe we have some parents that are archaeologists. But most of our parents have daily jobs instead of archaeologists, if I could say that.
Okay.
I think I disagree with you a bit, Booth, because to be honest, we don't need Wikipedia because we can ask grandparents, which have been so old, and we can ask them what happened in that time. And anyway, if we go on to Wikipedia, we don't know if they are telling the truth, because no one that is alive knows about it.
How do you know if our grandparents are telling the truth?
Because, to be honest, I trust my grandparents more than the internet.
Okay, no, I get you, but sometimes we need something extra. I mean, there's lots of people that have formed that Wikipedia kind of group, and yeah, I can't add to that.
Okay, Jonathan, Jared, you guys are so quiet.
My first choice is my family, because, like, because Wikipedia doesn't tell the truth, because, like, Wikipedia, you could just go on the thing and actually change what they're saying. So I'd much rather prefer to ask my family. But if my family doesn't know, then I would obviously go on the internet.
Okay. Jared, is there anything you want to add?
I would rather go on Wikipedia, because my parents, they don't know about, like, all the new fashion and everything. So I'd rather just go on the people who know about it.
Oh, okay. So you would go to your Instagram for fashion ideas? Is that what you do?
Yes, I go on my Instagram for fashion.
Oh, okay. So you are on Instagram?
Yes, I'm on Instagram.
Okay. And do your folks monitor what you do on Instagram?
Yes, they do. They check my phone once a month.
Oh, okay. I like that. So another question that I want to ask you guys. Do you miss your siblings and your parents when you are away on camp? Remember, I need truthful answers. Be as honest as you possibly can. Remember, no one's going to reprimand you for the answers that you give. We're just having conversations.
I wouldn't miss my parents, because every 2 seconds is, Jared, go do your homework. So it would be a nice time where I don't have all of that.
And you told me in the car when we were on our way here that you would be happy to go to boarding school.
Yes, I'd be really happy.
And then I said to you, you know, are you not going to miss your parents and your brother?
Yeah, I won't miss them, because my brothers are always so mean to me.
Oh, dear. anybody wants to answer that question? Do you miss your siblings and your parents when you're away on camp?
Okay, it depends. For me, it depends on how much of a good time I'm having away. If I'm not having a very good time, then I start to think about my family and I wish I was with them at that moment. But if I'm having a good time, I don't think about my parents a lot. Only when I'm about to go to sleep, then I do, maybe.
So do you perhaps miss your mom's cooking?
Yes, when you're away,
is that the only time that you miss your mom?
No, but that's one of the things I miss about my mom when I go on camp. Like sometimes when food at camp is not nice, then I would think about my mom.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, and you, Dylan?
Well, I don't have any siblings, so I'll just speak about my parents. Yes, I do miss my parents a little bit, but it's also a break for us to get away and just socialize with our friends and team building exercises for team building.
Okay. Tell me, do you feel misunderstood by your parents?
A lot, yes. I mean, millions of kids out there, we feel misunderstood from our parents.
Okay. Dylan?
Well, I don't think my parents misunderstand me because they encourage me with my goals and support it. So I guess, no, they don't.
Jonathan?
Yeah, I don't think I'm misunderstood by my parents.
Yeah, okay. And you, Jared?
No, I'm not misunderstood because my parents do whatever, like everything that I need. I've got food, I've got a bed, I've got a house, so, and I've got education, which is all we need.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Do your parents allow you to make your own decisions? For example, did you have a say regarding your high school options? Because obviously the current school that you're at the moment, grade 7 is the highest grade. So now next year, you guys have to go to a different school. So were you a part of the decision-making process?
Yes, we were, because they encouraged us to pick a choice, but we were part of that decision.
Yeah, same with my parents. They asked what opinion do I have and which school would I like to go to. And they told me the possibilities of going to that school and why I should go to that school.
Yeah, I also had a say in what high school I was going to go to because, okay, my parents wanted me to go to a Trinity because we're Christian and Trinity is a Christian school. So I said that I would like to go to Little Falls. So I also had a say in what high school I'd like to go to.
Well, I didn't really have a say. My parents gave me options and they just had to choose one. And then eventually they chose for me.
And how do you feel about that?
I don't feel it was nice. Well, I didn't feel it was nice. Because, like, I wanted to stay in my old school before I go to high school. But then they forced me to move before I go to high school.
Do they know how you feel?
Yes, I've told them. But then they said it was for my own good.
But eventually, yes, they're going to be spending money on the school fees. But we're going to be there every day.
Yeah.
I mean, we spend most of the year at school, so maybe they should understand that. Yes, they're paying the school fees. I mean, most parents would make an excuse about that, but they must also think about us.
Okay, I mean, you guys need to obviously, you know, be aware of an important aspect is that, I mean, first of all, education, private education is very, very steep. You guys are aware of that, I'm sure, right?
Yes.
Education is very, very expensive, especially in this country. So, you know, you guys also need to be mindful that sometimes parents know best and, you know, at times they want what's best for you, but they still love you. They still love you nonetheless. And because they love you, because of the love that they have for you, they'll always make the best decision for you. Yeah?
Yeah.
So who are your role models at home and outside your home? So you each going to get a turn to answer that question.
Okay. In my house, I think my whole family is...
If you had to pick one person.
Okay, yeah. That's for me, that's really hard to pick one person. I don't think I can pick one person because each member in my family helps me with different things.
Okay, so, fair enough.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then outside of my house, it's mostly, since my favorite sport is soccer, so it's mostly my favorite soccer players that are my role models, because they would, like, they like encourage to become soccer players. And
oh, okay. Yeah. All right. And for you, Jared, your role models at home and outside your home?
Well, my mom is my role model because she had to drop out of school to work and sustain her family. So to do that, it comes a lot of courage and all of that. So she's my role model.
Oh, wow.
And then outside of school, my favorite sport is soccer. So I'll obviously choose a soccer player.
Okay.
And my role model for soccer players is Antonio Griezmann.
All right. What team does he play for?
Atletico Madrid.
All right. Okay. So we have lots of soccer lovers in the studio.
So my role model, it's really hard to choose. I mean, my mom is a radio DJ right now. My dad is studying, but before that, he wasn't just laying around in the study and just studying. He was a soccer player. So it's kind of hard to choose because I like this radio DJing thing, and I also like soccer. So both of them have really worked hard for me. They've given my brother and I the education that we have, the milk on the table and that sort of stuff. So it would be a mix. It would be a mix up of them, you know, like one person just
combined.
Yeah, combined, you know. And then my role model out of school would, because, I mean, we're all soccer fans out there. We're all soccer fans in this room right now. My favorite team is Manchester United, and right now, the person playing my position is Paul Pogba, and he's one of the best soccer players, and he is my role model, because from all, he came from a really poor family to become such, to become a Manchester United player, so that's really what inspired me.
All right, and you, Dylan?
Okay, so I'd say both my parents as Nathan combined, because my mom and dad never came from the best of homes, and they even made my life better. So I'm proud of them. And outside of school, I'd say I'm a big soccer fan, so probably Cristiano Ronaldo, because he also never came out from a rich family, and he worked his way up the ranks, and look what he is now.
Wow, jeez, you guys are almost bringing me to tears now, because you've all mentioned your parents, which is very unusual, particularly given your age. I mean, you're all 12, right?
Yes.
12 going on 13.
Yeah.
And the answers you've given, I'm very proud of you guys, actually. And really, I'm proud, and I think I speak for all of your parents. And I know when your parents listen to this, they're also going to be proud. Now, the next question I want to ask you on the topic of role models: which celebrity would you consider a bad role model, and why?
I don't want to stereotype celebrities now, but I think all celebrities have taken the money and the fame and just turned it into, like, I don't know. They've just turned it into a bad thing. I don't think any celebrity is a role model to me, but some people may think so. I'm just saying it for myself. Most celebrities have really taken the chance and put it down, if I should say.
Yeah, I agree with Nathan, but a typical one would be Chris Brown, because he has been in jail for quite a few times, and he's one of my favorite music artists, but I'm disappointed what he did in his life and what he did with his money, yeah, and how he treated his girlfriends, so I'm disappointed.
Okay, I think it's all these musicians that just, like, go to parties and just smoke and drink and everything, because, like, say you're on social media and if you're just watching them, you would probably want to follow what they're doing. So I think most celebrities that do that are bad role models.
Well, I don't really know of lots of celebrities that do bad things, but, like, some of them really do. And there's a saying called when there's money becomes arrogant. So, like, I think most celebrities are arrogant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. You guys have given some very interesting perspectives. Do you guys succumb to peer pressure, or do you stand your ground if you see that your peers are out of line? Are you ever in a position to say, dude, you're out of line?
Yes, I would say that. I mean, I don't have friends that will do that. All my friends are basically on the same level as me. I pick my friends wisely, if I should say that. And all of them are very good friends. I don't have any friends that will do something like peer pressure. I mean, peer pressure is nothing to me. If peer pressure is in a zone that I am in, I'll instantly move away from it.
Yeah, I agree with Nathan. While I don't have friends that put pressure on me, I actually have friends that encourage me to do my best. So I don't think I'm in that situation.
Yeah, I also agree with Dylan. Well, okay, of course you like joke around and stuff, but there's no friends of mine that like put pressure on me. They always just encourage.
And you, Jared?
I have no friends that like put peer pressure on me. Everyone's just calm. They encourage me, and they just want me to do my best.
Okay, I like that. So you guys have chosen your friends very, very well. It's very important in life to be able to choose the right friends from the ones that will lead you astray and, you know, make you do bad things or act in a way that will, you know, make people question your behavior. Do you feel your parents work too much? Do you wish they could spend more time with you or less time with you?
Okay, so I'll start, but I think my mom works a bit too much. She works too hard, and I think it can lead to bad things. So I think we should spend a bit more time, because I love my mom a lot, and she did a lot for me. But I wish we had more time as son and mother.
I think, same here, my dad works quite a lot, but at the end of the day, it's like all for the benefit for our family, because he's putting food on the table for us. So it's good and it's bad, but like I would much rather prefer for us to be like, how do I say this? Like living under a roof and my dad working, than to like just spend all the time and us being poor. Yeah.
Well, my parents are at home, so they spend a lot of time with me, and then they help me with my homework and all that I need, so they don't work too hard.
I'm the same as Jared. I have a lot of time with my parents since my dad is retired, and my mom is a radio DJ, so she's not working as much. She is also an author, so she can finish whenever she wants to. I mean, there is a deadline, but it's really far away from most jobs, you know. So that's what I think.
Okay, I'm going to ask a very, very, very difficult question to answer, but it's very important for me to ask this question. If you were forced to choose, would you rather be bullied or would you rather be the bully? You were forced to choose right now. Would you rather be bullied or be the bully?
I would rather be bullied. I mean, I've been bullied over the years, so I'm quite used to it. And I learned to ignore that person, especially when I was in the younger grades, grade one, grade two. I didn't have as many friends as I used to now. So many, there were one or two people that bullied me, but I learned I learned how to face them. So I'm not scared of being bullied anymore. I mean, they can come and bully me, but I won't take anything that they will say or do, you know. And I wouldn't want to be the bully, because then I would have a bad reputation for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I would much rather be bullied rather than be the bully, because I hate bullying, because it's just like so bad, like how you could just treat a person like that. So I'd much rather be bullied, because there you could just get out of the situation. But if you are the bully, you are known as the bully. So you can't get out of being known as a bully.
So I think I would rather be bullied, because in grade one I have been in that situation when a girl would kick me and bully me. It sounds a bit crazy, but it's the truth. But I learned how to handle it, and I wouldn't want to be the bully, because it's just, it's, you have no respect for that person anymore, and it's just disgusting, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree with Dylan. I'd rather be bullied than be the bully, because like being the bully is gonna give you a bad reputation for the rest of your life, and then because what the bully says to you is not really true. It's just what they think of you, and you can think of yourself much more than that.
Sure, you guys are very mature, and to think you're only 12 and 13. Okay, would you intervene if you saw another child being bullied, or would you rather just go and report it?
I'm a person that would intervene, but sometimes I am a little bad with it, because then I would get myself stuck in the fight. I'm not a person that would go to the teachers, because I am a person that likes the attention, you know. And if I'm the one who stops that that situation, I'll be known for it. So that situation is kind of important for me, because I know that I will have that reputation of being able to stop the situation, you know.
Okay, I agree with Nathan. I would intervene, because I'm that type of person. If I see there's something wrong, I wouldn't just want that person to get even more bullied, but then later only sort it out. Because something bad could happen, like you could get hurt or injured. So I'm that person who has a feisty attitude. So I would fight back if I had to.
Yeah, I think I would also intervene with the bullying, because like I think I'm quite capable of intervening with the bullying. Because I really don't like bullying, so I would intervene with the bullying, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't really intervene. I would just go straight to the teacher, because what if the bully's strong and then the bully hits me? And then I become bullied, so then I would just go straight to the teacher.
Okay, that's also a wise move, because you wouldn't want to get hurt yourself, right?
Yes, I wouldn't want to get hurt.
Yeah, okay, that's also a clever move. Now, another interesting question. Do you guys trust your parents' choice for clothing and shoes? And which parent is the worst shopper? Like, between your mum and your dad, who would you say, please, whatever you do, don't buy me clothes or shoes? Mum, don't buy anything for me. Or dad, don't ever buy me anything. Where you insist that you have to go with. Like, so what is your take on that?
I would go with my mom. I mean, I trust my mom with the latest fashion. I mean, my dad, yes, he has a sense of fashion. He has his own style. But I think my mom will know what style fits me. I mean, there's some clothes that I don't think fits me, so I would want to go shopping with them. I wouldn't want them buying the stuff for me. I would much rather go with my mom than my dad, because my mom, she doesn't, my dad takes quick, and he doesn't think about the things he's choosing. I mean, mostly he thinks about what fits him. So I would much rather go with my mom.
Yeah, I agree with Nathan. Both my parents, I trust both of them with shopping. But if I had to go more specific with techies, I trust my dad more, because me and my dad has a different style compared to my mom. But with swag clothing, I think it would be my mom.
Okay.
Well, I would choose my mom, because my mom is always on Facebook, and she goes to all these fashion sites and does those. So she knows what the fashion is. So then I'd rather let my mom shop for me.
And you, Jonathan?
Okay, for me, I don't really trust any of my parents to go. I would much rather, I would go with them, them go by themselves to go buy me things. If I were to trust someone in my family, it would be my brother, because me and my brother have the same taste in clothes and shoes. So I'd much rather have my brother go on his own than have my parents go on their own. I would much rather go with my parents.
Okay. Do you guys consider your parents old-fashioned or cool?
I would consider my parents cool.
Yeah, I also consider my parents cool because they always updated with fashion. Yeah.
Jonathan, Dylan, Jared?
Well, my mom is a little bit like her, the way she pronounces her words and does all her stuff is a little old-fashioned, but her fashion is good. But my dad is cool because, like, he tells us all the slang and everything. Like, he says I'm dressed up G and all of this stuff.
So, is that your dad?
Yes, it's my dad.
He says I'm dressed up G?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Like, dressed up very cool.
Oh, right. I've never heard that before. So your dad is super trendy. Is that what you, is that the talk amongst you guys? I'm dressed up super G.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I don't think my parents know the new fashion because I don't even know why. Because I don't think they're, like, interested in what we like to wear and stuff. They're more interested in, like, what they like to wear. So I don't think they know what fashion we like and stuff.
Okay. Have your parents ever embarrassed you? Like, for example, have you ever had an occasion where, let's say maybe you have your friends over at your house, you're on PlayStation or Xbox or whatever, and then your mom tells your friends something that you absolutely did not want your friends to hear? Or maybe your mom says, Nathan, go take out your soccer boots from your bedroom. Your bedroom is smelling of your soccer boots. Go put them outside. Like, have your parents ever done something so embarrassing and you thought to yourself, Mom or Dad, you didn't just do that, or you didn't just say that, you embarrassed me?
Yes, it happened in my life before. Like, when I have a soccer match, then my mom, when we finish, she would call me gummy bear. But that's only between me and my mom when we're alone. And I didn't appreciate it because I got quite embarrassed.
Oh,
because I don't want to be known as a baby.
You don't want to be known as gummy bear?
Yeah.
Jared?
Well, my dad comes from, like, an Indian family. So, like, when we drive to school, he likes to listen to Indian music. So then the one day he dropped me off at school and then he put the music so loud and then everyone was listening to all of this. And then I just felt like a total idiot.
Why couldn't you just ask your dad, can I just turn it down a bit?
Well, I tried to put it off and then he just blocked the whole radio.
So the music continued.
Yes, and then I just had to run away.
Oh, shame. But you recovered from that, right?
Yes, I've recovered.
And you, Jonathan?
No, I don't think my parents don't. They don't embarrass me in front of my friends. If anyone were to embarrass me, it would be my brother. My brother would embarrass me. Because when my friends come over, he's normally there. And sometimes he just makes up random things about me. Or he would just, like, you know, like, hurt me in, like, a friendly way. And then my friends would normally laugh, but no, my parents don't embarrass me, or my sister, don't mean my brother.
I've never been embarrassed. Maybe my friends haven't been told of themselves, but then my friends have learned from that situation and they've become better friends. I mean, parents know best, but I've never been embarrassed by my parents, yeah.
Okay. Is it still cool for your parents to kiss or hug you in public?
No, it's not cool, but I'm okay with it. I mean, because all of our friends get kissed or hugged. So we see it as love, not in an embarrassment way. I'm sure there's some kids, but I don't feel it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I feel the same way like Nathan. I don't feel embarrassed because I'm actually proud that my mom can love me so much that she can even kiss me like that in front of my friends. It shows what love she has for me.
Yeah, I think it's still okay. Maybe it's not cool for some people, but I think it's still 100% fine. And then even if my friends laugh at me, I don't think I would actually really care. I would say don't your parents kiss you in front of your friends, or don't they kiss you at all? And then they would probably say no, which I probably think is a lie. So yeah, I think it's still okay.
Well, I think it's a little embarrassing because, like, being kissed in front of all your friends, it's kind of weird, but like, it's life. I can't really do anything. My parents are just trying to show love.
Okay, I like that. And tell me, guys, if your parents gave you 1,000 rands and they said to you, buy whatever you want or donate it, what would you do?
Okay, it's a tough choice. I mean, everything is expensive these days. I mean, you don't even get a pair of shoes that we like for at least 1,000 rand. Normally, it's over 1,000 rand. I mean, the latest trends in fashion, they make it so expensive, which I find is really, it's not right of them to make stuff so expensive like that. I think maybe it's some materials or something like that, but I think I would keep it in my bank account. I'm not really a person who would donate money unless I win the lottery and earn like 30 million rand, then I would at least donate about 10 million and then I would keep the rest.
I disagree with Nathan because I would donate it because we in a position, we comfortable enough and we can survive and we have food on the table. But there's children out there that doesn't even have food on the table or doesn't even have a roof over their heads. So I think I would rather donate it.
Yes, I agree with Dylan because like, I'm a Christian and at church they tell us to give 10%. So I'll give 10% of that and then spend the rest on maybe if it's my brother's birthday, I'll buy him a nice birthday present or maybe take my family out for lunch or something.
I would if they said I should donate it, then I wouldn't hesitate to donate. I would probably just donate it. But if it was my choice, I would probably give half. I would probably spend half on myself and donate half. And yeah.
Do you guys class each other at school or amongst your friends based on your clothes, your shoes, your phones, where you live, your parents' cars, etc.?
No, I don't think we've ever done that. If we have, I don't think I've been there. We never class each other. I mean, we always talk about what we have and stuff like that. Maybe we brag a little, but we never class each other on what shoes and what houses we come from. I mean, because we're all friends at the end of the day. We all spend time with each other, so we never class each other if we're poor or not. We don't class each other what we wear and where we come from and what car our parents drive. I mean, maybe we make fun, but we will learn to stop at the end of the day.
Okay, so I think, no, we don't class each other because it's actually maybe someone else will feel left out because their parents might drive a bucky. But my mom has always told me it doesn't matter what you drive. It matters about how you live. If you praise God, you live a godly life.
Yeah, I don't make fun of people because maybe they, like their parents are not fortunate enough to buy them this, like all the latest things. So I wouldn't make fun of, especially the where they live, because that's not cool to make fun of where they live.
Well, like, I think we do it sometimes, but like to friends that we know and that they know we're joking with them, we're just having a little bit of fun. But like at the end of the day, we know we're still all close friends here. So we do it in a jokeful way.
Okay. What song do you guys listen to before an exam or before an important game or an important match?
So I don't listen to any song before an important match or game. Or even an exam, because I prefer silence to put my mind in the game or to put my mind and visualize what I'll be doing in the exam.
Well, as I told you about the Indian music situation, so like my dad likes to listen to it, so I have to listen to what he's listening to. So before I go and write my cycle test, I have to listen to Indian music.
So you don't have a favorite artist that you listen to before a game?
Well, my favorite artist is like a band. It's a band called Migos, which is a rap band, and they make really good music.
Okay, so that's your favorite. You would listen to any of their tracks?
Yes, any of their tracks.
And you, Jonathan?
Okay, if it's before an exam, like right before the exam, I wouldn't listen. I wouldn't put my mind on music. I would probably just like pray before the exam. But if it's like at home, I don't have a specific artist that I would listen to. I would just listen to my playlist. I'll just put it on shuffle and it would play random things. So I don't have a specific.
Like Dylan, I'm the same with exams. I like to be in a quiet space to visualize what I'm going to do in the exam, what I can remember. And before a game, like a soccer match, I like listening to music that has can I say a nice beat, because it gets me pumped up for the game, and so I can play my best. Because whenever I'm pumped up, I can play at my fullest, and because I play soccer, I like also listening to rock music because it gets my anger really pumping, you know, and I can release that anger on the ball.
Okay, and now to important stuff. What are your aspirations? I mean, what do you plan on studying in varsity, and what careers do you see yourself pursuing?
Well, first of all, I want to become a famous soccer player. But to be honest, I have to have something to fall back on when I retire. So I'd say I'll become a sports physiotherapist, because I love sports and I like science a lot and I like to fix people. So I think that would be the best job.
Well, I would maybe become a mechanical engineer, because like at home, like when I'm bored, I just take apart all my electronics, and then after that my parents shout me and they say I must put it back together, and sometimes I don't know how.
And you, Jonathan?
Same with Dylan. I would probably mostly become a soccer player, and then after my career, I'd probably also do something involving soccer. Yeah, something involving soccer.
I would also like to become a soccer player. I mean, it doesn't matter if I'm playing in South Africa or England, as long as I'm getting a sustainable sustainable income, salary, whatever. And after that, we can't play soccer forever. So I also want to become a mechanical engineer, because I'm interested in cars. And I think I could put anything back together. But I also like music. I would want to become a DJ one day. I'm interested in that sort of stuff. So, yeah.
Okay. And can you guys be honest enough with me to tell me if any of your parents ever put pressure on you to pursue a particular career, or did they influence the careers that you want to pursue after matric?
No, I would say they actually encouraged me and supported me with my goals and aspirations. So I don't think they put me under pressure.
Well, my dad expects me to take after him and be a businessman, but like, I don't really want to be a businessman and then put under pressure for everyone's finances. So then I'd rather just be like a mechanical engineer. Because like, if you're being a businessman, you have to work with lots of math. And I don't like math.
And you, Jonathan?
My parents would probably only put pressure on me, like, let's say, maybe grade 10. Because there it's actually coming closer, so they would actually ask me like what I want to study. So right now they don't put any pressure on me. They would probably only put pressure on my like my older siblings.
Soccer is my life, and it's also my dad's life, so I'm sure he would want me to become a soccer player just like him. But I don't think he'll put any pressure on me to become a soccer player, especially because he always says soccer players are dumb. And he always says that he's soccer players become dumb because they always get knocked in the head and all of that stuff. They always get injured, and they think about, most of the soccer players think about the money, but also some of them think about actually playing the sport. So I think if I were to become a soccer player, you wouldn't want me to become a soccer player that thinks about the money. The soccer player that actually loves to play soccer, that thinks soccer is their life, their career they want to pursue. But I know my mom would want me to become something else rather than a soccer player, because you don't always have a future in sport. So I think they have different sides for me. They have different futures for me, but they would never put pressure on me.
Okay. What upsets you and what makes you happy?
Yo, what upsets me is like when my brothers come and irritate me, and then like my brothers like to hit me like playfully.
Yeah. That,
but like what I enjoy is like just lying down and playing with my friends and just going out. And I don't like staying at home, so I always like to be out. So yeah, that's what I enjoy.
So I think what makes me happy would be soccer, because soccer, you can bring different emotions and you can just put all your anger onto the ball, because instead of being mad at someone or something else like that. And I think what upsets me is when I don't get the accolades that I deserve, when people downgrade me.
What upsets me is what I've set as my goals, but then I end up not achieving it. For instance, like exams, I was hoping to get over 70s, but now I know that I should work harder next time. So that's what really upsets me when I don't achieve my goals, because I know I didn't work to my fullest. And what really makes me happy is soccer. Because soccer is one of the most popular sports at the end of the day. And the reason why so many people play it is because it's such a good sport. I mean, you work as a team to get the goals in the back of the net at the end of the day. You get that score as a team. So I really like playing as a team, not as just one person.
Okay, I really enjoy listening to music. I enjoy listening to music and playing soccer. And also enjoy being with my friends and going outside and stuff. But what really upsets me is also involving soccer. Like if my team lose, or if, like what Nathan said, if you set like goals to get like marks, high marks for an exam or a test, then, and if I don't get it, then that would make me really unhappy.
Okay. Another question I want to ask you, it's a second last question, is that if your folks asked you to volunteer to accompany them on June 16th, being a public holiday, if they were to say to you, we're going to spend all day at a children's home, we're going to help to clean, we're going to help to paint the walls, and we're going to be reading to the young kids different books, and we're going to spend all day there, would you do it? How would you feel about that?
Well, I would go with them because, like, we are privileged. We have, like, what we need every day, and those kids, they don't really have that. So it's youth, and so we would be making those children's day, and this is what the whole month is about, children. So we're going to make their day.
So I think we should, I mean, if our parents are going, we should. Us privileged kids that go to private schools, I mean, even if they go to government schools, it doesn't matter. We should go help the less privileged kids because, I mean, they really don't have food. They don't have the shelter. So we are going to do it. I'm not a person who can read in front of lots of people. I mean, I can make a speech, but not read. And I don't think I'd be able to do that. But I'd help paint the walls and all of that stuff. Because I really want to get my hands dirty and actually help someone at the end of the day. Because if we can help at least one person in our lifetime, then I think the world would become a better place.
I agree with Nathan. I would also go with my parents because I actually love to see those type of children, because I feel so privileged as a child to have such great education that my parents pay for. But I would feel good if I had to help a different human being and to encourage them, because they might also feel down. And I think the world would be a better place, as Nathan said.
Yeah, I agree with Jared. I would much rather go to the children's place, because we're already privileged enough to like have food and water and shelter and all of that. But some of those children don't have, so I would much rather go to the children's home and help them paint the walls and give them food maybe. And yeah.
Okay. If you were to choose one person to spend all day with, who would you choose? It can be anybody, whether that person is in South Africa or as far as you possibly can think. If there's anyone in this world that you would love to spend the day with, who would it be and why?
I would choose Paul Pogba. I've always wanted to train with Manchester United. Seeing all those famous players like De Gea, Herrera, Juan Mata, Ibrahimovic, and Paul Pogba, obviously. And I would want to take a better free kick than Paul Pogba to show him what I can do. I would like to spend a full day with him to see what famous soccer players like that do after their training. I mean, I could see what my dad does, but I want to see what Manchester United players do.
I would like spending a day with like a rapper, because like they're known for spending lots of money on like expensive stuff. So maybe if I go with them, they can also buy me some of those expensive stuff.
Okay, so I would say I'd spend my day with Cristiano Ronaldo, because I want to actually see how hard he works and what he does during the day. And I would also want to meet other soccer players and train with Real Madrid, like James Rodriguez, who's a youngster, would encourage me to follow my dream.
Okay, like Nathan said, I'll probably also spend the day with one of the people from Manchester United, because Manchester United is also my favorite team. So I would like to see what they do in training and also like off the pitch and stuff like that. But realistically, I would much rather, okay, I would spend the day with one of my family members or my friends, because since I know them quite well, I know what they like and what we could do together and stuff.
Okay. Guys, thank you so much for spending the hour with me. I really appreciate it. And thanks to your parents as well for allowing me to spend an hour with you. Is there any message that you want to give to your peers out there?
I would say don't stop following what you want to be when you grow up, because you can do it, and there's nothing stopping you, basically. No matter what race, no matter what culture, no matter where you come from, no matter what house you come from, which is more important, no matter if you come from a wealthy or poor background, you can still do it.
So I would leave them with a quote saying, reach for the stars, because nothing's impossible, because if everyone can just put their mind to the things at hand, they can do such amazing things, and people don't realize that and underestimate themselves.
Yeah, I would also say don't underestimate yourself and follow your dreams, because you can see like these football players, they came from unprivileged homes, but now look where they are. So even if you're privileged or unprivileged, you should still follow your dreams. Yeah.
Well, I would leave them to just do their best in school, because like their parents are paying a lot for their school, and you need school for everything in life.
Wow, you guys, you are amazing. You're very mature, and I'm very proud of you guys, and I'm sure your parents are also very proud. I'm afraid that's all we have time for. Remember, aspire to inspire before you expire. I'm Sonia Booth. I'm out of here. CliffCentral.com.